All right, everybody, we're here with Jonas Svensson from the Windows Home Server team. And this is your first time on Channel 9?
Indeed, this is.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And so we had a recent announcement with Home Server.
We did. We're right in the middle of a public beta for the next version of Windows Home Server called Windows Home Server Veil.
Veil. And tell me a little bit about Veil. What are the big high-level items here?
Well, first of all, Veil is 64-bit only.
I heard about that somewhere. So why 64-bit and no 32-bit?
Well, it's based on Windows Server 2008 R2, which is 64-bit only.
Yeah.
So we chose that platform, and therefore we have to be 64-bit only.
Kind of locked in there.
It's
hands
very
are tied
locked in,
for
yes.
the most part.
Hands are tied.
And what else is new? What are the big features?
The big features in this beta are the improved remote access, improved setup and configuration, more robust client backup and restore.
Nice.
And, of course, there's a developer's SDK that's been greatly enhanced for this version.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's take a look here.
Well, sure. Well, first thing I want to show you is the launch pad.
So is the launch pad kind of the same thing as the connector was when you double-click on the connector icon?
Correct. The launch pad is part of it. It's basically
a little different looking. It's a different aspect ratio there.
It is a different aspect ratio. It's a one-stop shop for all of your tasks. You've got backup, remote access, shared folders, and the dashboard. So we'll start off by just taking a look at what's available for backup. As you can see, the last backup was successful. It happened early in the morning today. And we can start a new one here while we talk a little bit more and just get this going. Besides backup, there's, of course, the dashboard. We'll fire that up. One thing I should point out, it's dashboard now. In version 1 of Windows Home Server, it was called the console.
Yeah.
So we've renamed it and rebranded it.
Nice.
And while that's firing up, we'll just take a look at the backup. You can see the backup is firing off. The dashboard is actually a remote application. It's running on the server. We're accessing it through the launch pad. And when it comes up here in just a second, I can show you the improvements in this version of Windows Home Server.
Cool. Okay, and here we are.
Here we are in the dashboard. As you can see, if you're familiar with Windows Home Server version 1, there's a lot of the same tabs. We've got our home, users, computers and backup, server folders and hard drives, and of course, add-ins. That's a new one. So on the Home tab, you can see some tasks that you can get started with. You can set up a server backup, which server backup was added to Windows Home Server with PowerPack 1 update.
Mm-hmm.
It's been vastly improved in Veil so that you can actually have your server back itself up automatically.
Nice.
The default is twice daily, but you can set it up to do even more backups than that if you want.
Yeah.
You can also set up remote access from here, create some user accounts, and a new feature, Home Group. We've added Home Group support to Windows Home Server Veil.
Nice. And so the home server would be the one that drives the home group?
Correct.
So you connect to the home server's
you
home
set
group.
The home group up on the home server and you join your Windows 7 PCs to it.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's just look at the users tab. You can see that I've created a couple of users here. You need to create users in order to have remote access capabilities, those type of things. And as you can see, I can look at the properties. You can see the shared folders permissions, much like in version 1, it's easy radio buttons. You can choose full access, read-only, or no access.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to give this user permissions to remote access and decide what types of items this user has access to.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's a lot like version 1, just vastly improved.
Yeah.
So the next is computers and backup. You can see that both the server and this laptop are set up for backups. This laptop is online, so I can view the properties of this computer, where it will give me information on the name of the computer and the backup status. And as you can see, I've had quite a few backups take place here. If I wanted to, I could view the details of the backup and take a look at which drives were backed up, the status, and the folders that were excluded. So that's the computers and backup tab. It's much like version 1, just enhanced greatly.
Yeah, it's evolved.
It's evolved completely.
Yeah.
So next is your server folders and hard drives. As you can see, I've got three hard drives in this server. One of them is set up for backup. The other one is set up to add to the storage pool so I can duplicate my folders and be protected in the case of a single drive failure, much like version 1 of Home Server. Now, along with that server hard drives, we can look at the folders that are created on this server. As you can see, we've got several different folders that are created by default. You can take a look at the use space, the duplication status, and the status of the drive, if it was synchronizing or something like that, it would say it right there.
Yeah.
So additionally, we have some general settings we can take a look at. You can see that Windows Update settings are here. This is, again, much like version 1. Media streaming, which has been greatly enhanced. I hope to show that off here. You can set the options for media streaming. You can choose which folders that to include. And, of course, you have your remote access settings here as well. So that's the console, or excuse me, the dashboard. I got to remember that the name has changed. From here, let's take a look at remote access, which is one of the other key pillars of this beta version. So I'm going back to my launch pad. I'm clicking on remote access. And here we will get the remote access website. You can see a little alerts popping up telling me that an internet domain has not been set up for this computer. That's because we're not on the internet with this demo unit. We're just here with a little switch, and we do not have internet connectivity. And here we are at the remote access website. So from here, I'm just going to log in. And you can see the greatly enhanced remote access website we have. And you can see my homepage. So the first thing to point out is that this is actually a lot more user-friendly than the previous version. We also have the ability to move sort of these gadgets around. It's highly extensible through the SDK.
Nice.
And you'll notice that the media library is being displayed. So just like in version 1, I can connect to computers. You can see this laptop. I can connect to the server if I wanted to and bring up the dashboard. I can also connect to my shared folders and browse those. Now, one of the key features of this beta is the improved streaming both inside and outside of the home. So I'm just going to take a look at some music here that I have on the server. I select an artist, click play, and a new window spawns. And music is playing. So this is a Silverlight interface. You can go full screen with it.
Nice. So it looks a little bit like a Windows Media Player, but this is your own custom player.
It is. It's our own custom player done through Silverlight. It's very easy to pick a different album if I'd like to, and just go ahead and hit play, and we'll switch. I can create playlists on the fly. I can do all kinds of great stuff in this interface.
Wow, I like that a lot. Nice.
Yeah, that's the media streaming for audio. Let's just get back to the website. We can also look at pictures. We can do a nice little slideshow if we'd like. And again, I can go full screen with it if I would like. Some pictures of the puppies that I have at home. You can see that this is a greatly improved version of the remote access. This feature actually was not in version 1. So that is the pictures. So you can stream your pictures, your music, and of course videos. So I've got some videos here. This also will spawn a new window, and it'll bring up a little player here where you can stream your videos over the internet.
Nice. So if I'm in a hotel room, I can connect to my home server at home, watch all my videos,
exactly.
And they'll stream?
Exactly.
And does it do any transcoding to send that?
Or it
does
just transcode.
Sends the, so it does transcode.
It does.
It'll swap your file
It'll
over
swap
to
your files.
Windows
it'll determine the bandwidth that you have and make the best presentation available.
Nice. And is the player that you view that in, is it Windows Media Player or is that a Silverlight player
It's
again?
The Silverlight player. It spawns another window, which is Silverlight, and then it does the streaming directly from there.
Very nice.
So, like in version 1, we can look at the shared folders. I'm just going to browse through the music. You can see that I have the shared folders here. Again, greatly improved from version 1. It's highly extensible. The SDK has the ability for you to create your own gadgets. You can create your own links on the homepage. You don't have to be a developer to improve the remote access webpage. You can add your own links down here, which is very easy to do from the dashboard. So that's remote access.
So I noticed that said Windows Home Server Premium. That implies...
It did say Windows Home Server Premium. That's actually the branding that we have on the product now. There is not going to be a Home Server Basic or anything like that. There's just one version.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to double check on that.
Yeah, it's a good question. It pops up from time to time.
Yeah.
So that's really it in a nutshell for this version. One other thing from the Launchpad you can get access to, of course, is the shared folders with one click. It'll pop up a window here that'll give me the shared folders on the Windows Home Server itself. I can then browse through them just as if they're locally on my machine.
And so when do we expect this to ship with OEMs? And for those of us who have built our own home servers, when do you think it'd be available for us?
You know, I really don't have a great answer to that today. We're still in beta, and it really depends on the type of feedback we get from our beta testers.
Yeah.
We're really a customer-driven, customer-focused team, and so based on the feedback that we get, we'll know when the product is right to ship.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And where can we go to find out more information about this?
Well, you can go to our blog, WindowsTeam.blog/Windows Home Server, or you can go to our Connect site, connect.microsoft.com/Windows Home Server. Join the beta, and you can test it out yourself.
So we download the beta from Connect, and do we submit bugs through Connect?
Exactly. We've got bugs, suggestions. We've got literally thousands of people have downloaded the beta so far.
Yeah.
We're getting tons of great suggestions, lots of good bugs as well, and feature improvements.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.